Okay, I'm gonna call our meeting to order and it is 9:07 on Friday, the 9th of September. And I'll note that both members of the Finance Committee, Larry and I, are present, as is our general manager and one member of the public.
Daniel Levine.
Now, we start with public comment and note that this is a place on our agenda reserved for comments and inquiries from board members and members of the public concerning matters that do not otherwise appear on our agenda. Larry, do you have any comments?
I do not.
And do you? Okay.
No, I do not.
Then we'll pass on to item number three, which is our consent calendar. And our consent calendar consists of three items: the general manager's timesheets and I think it's two sets of, I've only got the, oh, here it is, it's on the front and the back. Wasn't it two sets of minutes?
Three.
Oh, it's three, okay. Three sets of the Finance Committee minutes. Now, I looked at the timesheets and they looked okay to me. Or do you have any questions about the timesheets, Larry?
They're fine.
And the minutes looked okay to me. You have no objection to those, Larry?
No, I do not. So I'll make a motion, we adopt the consent items.
Okay, and I'll go along with that. So we're gonna approve the consent calendar by consensus, Bill?
Yep.
And we're on to item four of our agenda, old business. We have no old business carrying over. So we're now on to new business, item five. And that requires us to look at our budget. And for your information, the Finance Committee looks at the budget three times a year. And the whole board looks at the budget three times a year as well. So we adopt the budget in June of each year and then we formally adopt it again in September. And then we do a mid-year budget review in February. So what we're doing now is not creating a budget. We're reviewing the budget that was enacted in June. And what we're doing is seeing whether or not we need to make any changes to that budget. Okay? Now, I'm looking to see where the budget wound up in my stack. Further down, I think.
Past all the meetings. The first page is gonna look like this.
Yeah, I know. I looked at it last night, but I don't know why I'm not seeing it. Here we go. It's right before that. So I pulled one too soon. Here we go. Okay, here I am. Okay, so I'm looking at the budget now. And do you want to take us through the changes that you made to the budget, please, Bill?
Sure. I was hoping to have a little bit of a better idea of the fiscal year 2022 final numbers so I could really double check that. That's the second column, third column. But I haven't gotten all of that yet. So what you see in the 2023 budget, the fourth column, is I don't think there's any or many at all changes to the budgeted numbers.
That we came up with
before. So what most of my time was spent doing was on the final page. But let me just say before I go there that there are some things to note in the first couple pages.
Yes.
And let me see.
Boy, the big O is the bottom line net, yeah.
Yeah, right. One of the things is that we have, in terms of building maintenance, a page two miscellaneous maintenance at the bottom there. We budgeted $5,000. And obviously, this would only be for this fiscal year for cost pre-construction because the construction is scheduled to start in October, but unfortunately, everything has fallen apart.
Oh, Jesus.
So we had, I have to check the amount. I think it's more than $5,000.
Oh, wow.
We had the transfer switch on the generator that transfers the power from the building to the generator.
Okay.
In the case of emergency, last month, about a month and a half ago, maybe the generator, we lost power. And the generator went on, but the building didn't transfer over to it.
Oh, Jesus.
And so we had to have.
So we were out of power.
Yeah, we were out of power. And we can't afford that for any amount of time. So we had a fix. I'm thinking, again, I have to go check it. We'll pick it up in the mid-year numbers. I think it's around $8,000 or $9,000 total that ended up
How old is that generator?
The generator itself is in pretty good shape. In fact, we're not intending in our construction budget to replace it.
Okay.
And it's been kept up. And even the transfer switch was not necessarily old. It just failed. So the fix...
Are we taking that generator up to the church?
No, we're renting another... contractor for the building.
That's like we have it. Yeah.
We're renting one. That's a portable one to sit on a trailer.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's, yeah. So I can talk about that later. This whole category, though, of building maintenance, gardening, building alarm, disposal, janitorial service, obviously we're going to have some similar categories at the rental.
At the church, yeah.
But I don't have what they're, I haven't figured that out yet, so that's why.
Confirm. Just shut the doors and you guys are good.
Yeah.
Leave this. Do we know how to do that, Larry?
I do.
Over on that wall, there's three.
Yeah.
Okay.
Switches.
Yeah.
And then so we could have this ready for you, just give Bruna, myself, or Chris a call or an email, because Jose works during the days sometimes. Is that who you email?
Yeah, I emailed all the BCs, but
all the BCs.
Yeah. Sorry.
Boston translation. Late. No, we were like, oh man, I wish we'd have had this place ready for you.
Yeah. No, thanks. That's
my fault.
Yeah.
And
all right.
I'll send you an email,
thanks,
Brian, when we leave today, just confirming that we've shut the doors and
perfect.
We're out of here, so you know everything's cool.
Thank you. You guys have a great meeting, all right?
Thank you so much.
And on the generator, because I took care of them for 15 years. This generator, of the four we have in all of El Cerrito, this is by far the best generator we have.
Which Wi-Fi these am I supposed to use?
I don't know which one.
Probably none of them are going to work here.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, none of those are the ones.
In the apparatus bay, it's hard to get anything.
I don't think down here you can get our Wi-Fi. I could be wrong.
I think you have to be upstairs, Larry.
65?
Or inside.
Oh, there you go. And I don't know what that code is. I don't. Oh, perfect. There you go.
Okay.
All right.
I just didn't know.
Thanks,
great.
Brian.
You bet. Okay, thank you. Okay.
So these amounts, are, we might get some doubling up. For example, the alarm system, some of that might be in the construction budget, but we might need to continue some of the service, for them. We'll just have to see what's cheaper.
Yeah,
we're obviously going to have an alarm up there. I got to arrange
it. Okay.
So in general, the placeholders are okay, but that might get revised.
Well,
same
it's not going to be. It sounds like it's a magnitude of 10 grand or less, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, total.
Yeah.
All right.
And then building utility services, same thing. We will be paying for our share of the utilities
up at the
hill.
Okay.
Yeah, and but we'll still have some... use here. We'll obviously have some power going on and water use.
Okay.
So. So that's page two.
Okay.
And then the in this sheet the net of 259,948 hasn't changed. Again from the June, but it will because of some adjustments.
Yeah,
it will remain positive.
Amount. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now
well,
the biggest
huge is the 2022.
Yeah, yeah, we had a bonus
big one is
because
we wind up with it
mm-hmm.
because we got such great bids too.
Yes.
Yeah. Good for you. Well done.
So now the fourth page is the latest combination of all of the bid information that came in, as well as some advanced projections. So.
Yeah.
For example, let me walk down this. So the expenditures, capital outlay, PSB renovation soft costs. That would be the architects, engineers, all the consultants. It would be the permit costs. It's during construction. It's going to be some of the inspection costs.
Uh-huh.
We had budgeted $484 last year. We spent $475.
So just a little bit.
And
light,
just a little bit less, which is good. But I'm still anticipating another about $150,000. But it will be spread over two fiscal years. So so what I've done is for 22-23, I've allocated $73,500.
For soft costs.
For soft cost, yeah.
Over 2 years, and which are roughly $75,000
a year. Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Then the renovation hard cost is basically 40%, of the bid award.
Okay.
The contractor will be doing work and then charging us monthly after he's done. So there'll be kind of a 2 month delay in the terms of the cash flow.
But
2.4 is 40% of what the bid is worth for this fiscal year. So the total bid, for reference again, is like is 5.5 more or less million.
So for the sake of argument, we're planning on starting the work in October of this year and finishing it in October of 2024.
It's March of. We have contractually in our agreement an 18-month schedule, which they can't exceed, so it would be about March of 2024. The preliminary schedule in the contract, which I posted on the website, is actually about December of 2023. Right. I think it's still good to assume that there's like a 3-month contingency, but it may be that he gets this done a few months early, which would save us money. That doesn't change the contract. That's his thing, but it would shave us on rental costs, et cetera.
Yeah, being out,
And then I have a contingency. I had carried, and I have a note down here in red. It's important to understand this. The total financial planning for the PSV, when we went through all of those studies when the NHA and you know, to see how much money we needed, we were estimating originally 9.5, then it went down to 9. They used 8.7 in all their studies.
Yeah.
I had it as low at this point as 8.2. We might even get it down below 8, you know, we'll see. But in that group, in that 8.7, there was about $750,000 worth of contingency for various things, whether it be construction changes or additional moving costs or, you know, whatever. So I've broken out, I've divided that overall contingency for the total, you know, life of the project, the multi, fiscal year life of the project, and I've just taken 10% of the numbers above that,
of the hard cost,
right, of the hard cost and the soft cost for the building, and said, okay, well, 10%, $250,000, $51,000, let's just put that in for overall contingency for that. And now I've done the same thing in a bigger sense for the or relative sense for the temporary facilities. We have soft costs that we have spent this year, or by the end of June, it was 60,000. I anticipate it's probably gonna be less than 65, but I left in the original difference in the estimate, more or less 130,000 overall. So about $65,000 might come in under. The next number, temporary facilities hard cost, that's the actual contract with the contractor OBS.
Okay.
That's a combination of their bid number plus the installation of the modular, which is about $20,000, plus the cost of the carport, which is about $55,000, and plus the cost of gates and fences. So there's a large fence around, plus there's a rolling gate that has to be automated so that they, you know, can just hit a button and get out and get, quickly and
okay, and then the rental cost is below. Okay.
Now the rental cost I broke down individually. So we have the lot itself, which is $1,300 a month. I have for this year. I made them one payment already for half of August and September. So 10 and a half months for this fiscal year, but basically $1,300 a month.
Okay.
As I said, we'll have they'll be billing us afterwards for utilities, but that's, you know, that's more in our operations category. The modular itself is $3,753 a month times 9 months in this fiscal year, so $17,000.
Now, why is one 9 months and the other one's 10 and a half?
Because the modular doesn't arrive until
until they actually move in, we need the lot early to prepare for...
They started... I had to start paying them when we started construction and took over. If you dug into the history of the modular, you'd see that the original amount, this is about $1,000 a month more than what it was previously. And the difference is because we had to add a bunch of items that were related to accessibility that the city building inspector insisted that we do. So it's unfortunately been the dealings with the El Cerrito building official have been very difficult. We finally got everything through, but it did cost us, and will cost us for the life.
But that's only like 18 grand.
For
ADA compliance.
Exactly.
And there's not, that's non-negotiable.
That's non-negotiable. So that's all, and these agreements are all signed. Carports, agreements signed, modulars signed.
Great.
Construction's underway. In fact, the occupancy, some of these contingencies, I've been working through with the firefighters about the actual move itself. For example, we're gonna get a pod, pull it up here, they're gonna load it in, a bunch of stuff's gonna go in storage, we've gotta get a moving company to, you know, get prepared to take stuff up. That will all happen in the first week of October. So we should have everything set up, and they should be moving out of here in the first or second week in October.
So that when they move out of this building, they're up and operational and ready for living conditions for these guys.
Yeah, we're trying to, you know, set it up so that it can be just in one day.
It's a seamless transition. That would be fabulous. Yeah.
So those moving and associated costs are down here under the sublet moving associated expenses estimate. I have a couple $100,000. I'm getting those numbers right now. We'll know within the next month what it actually cost. But I thought at least that amount, because some of it will be, as I said, a modular storage unit, a pod for 18 months or potentially 15 months, elsewhere. Some of it will be actually moving.
And what is that, like our furniture and stuff like that from their living quarters?
There'll be some extra workout equipment that they'll give up. There'll be a bunch of, when you look around here, there's things like, we don't need those chairs. They can't be here.
Yeah.
We need the tools up there, but we're not sure exactly where they're going to go yet.
Okay.
Turnouts, obviously all this gear and the hose, the reels, they go in the carport.
Okay.
So, yeah.
When you're talking about moving and putting this stuff in commercial things, are we expecting the firefighters to pack and unpack those?
No, they've...
That's going to be done by movers.
That's what I'm doing now.
Yeah,
There will be certain aspects that are personal items that they will have to pick up and move,
but we're not going to have them... fire department stuff. No. Yeah, because that's not fair to ask them to
Absolutely,
do that.
Absolutely, yeah. But as I explained, having just gone through a family, my mom, it's one thing to have them come, the movers, put things in boxes, label them and take them over.
Yeah.
The problem is when they start to unpack them in a new place that doesn't have, you know, equal places to go.
Yeah.
Firefighter's gonna need to be there saying,
supervising
this here,
where things
there,
are
and,
going.
Yeah. Otherwise they'll just dump it out.
And they know that? Do we know?
That's what we're working right now with Brenda, and Jose is sort of taking the lead on organizing all this. I'm getting a hold of some different moving companies and pod companies to get pricing.
Because Jose is good on stuff like that. If we can make sure all this happens when Jose is actually on duty.
Oh, he's the point. So
that would be okay.
Yeah.
But Jose is our point person. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm meeting with him on Monday, so I'll just remind him of that.
The thing is that the pulling together over the last year and a half, really, all of the logistics, the design, the permitting, the approvals, the financing, everything, it really wasn't until about a month ago that it sort of took a breath and said, wow, we have to actually execute this move.
No, I know.
No
and
one
it
had really had
easy.
Time to think about the actual...
Well, you know, it move. Isn't easy when these guys have to be ready. As soon as a call comes in, it makes it very, very hard to orchestrate the move if we have grand duties for the people on duty. So having Jose do it is fabulous.
Yeah, and Kevin Janes is he's the point for calm, because that transition
he's
is going to have to
very
be
good at that.
You know, right away. Now the stuff that is not involving the firefighters that does also affect these costs, and I have another, 10% contingency or the $59,000 line item, would be the admin of the files, those three file cameras, for example.
Yeah,
those are all historical records, which should not be in here. And we have personnel records in the back. We've got our two computers, some other miscellaneous storage things. All of that will be a separate moving company that goes down to the El Cerrito modulars.
For where you have your stuff.
Right.
Okay.
And so I'm handling that. Johnny's helping me a little bit with that. The police actually are helping with the internet connections down there for our computer. They are doing a fantastic job of getting that set up. It's already, walls are up, painted, their doors are coming in, carpeting's coming in. It looks great. I mean, and I know Chief Gankas is very happy and proud of the fact that he,
that's great.
A, he's going to have finally some space to work.
Yeah, that's right.
And B, that that you know, this was able to get pulled off. Sergeant Nath is taking the lead. So we're working. I'm working pretty close with them about that, and they will also be out in the next well, by the end of September, if not the first week in October too.
Okay.
Our target and all the contracts and everything else with the construction company is to start the demo the second week in October.
I tried to get him. I tried to get him to move it up to October 1st because that's my birthday. But
well, we can have a.
I haven't been too successful yet.
A golden shovel ceremony. Your birthday.
Okay. Now, can I make a suggestion of what would make me happy and probably make the firefighters happy?
Yep.
Either the day of the move or the next day, can we have a catered dinner for them in their new quarters?
Oh, that's nice.
Absolutely.
It's not going to cost us that much, and we can have all the personnel.
Sure.
You know, it's only, I think it'll cost us about $1,000.
Can we invite ourselves, too?
Yeah, we can invite the board as well. And let's, Brenda has a lot of good ideas of who to use. So check with Brenda on who to use and who they've liked in the past.
Like christening for the...
Yeah, but that would be a nice welcome to their new quarters, and it gets all the firefighters a chance to look at the new quarters because they move in and out. You know, we had them up for our block party, and they had one of the guys from Station 72 was there and stuff. They move around more than we think they do on fill-ins, but it's only going to cost us $1,000, maybe $1,200, and I think it would be money well spent because this is an inconvenience to them to all the stuff done and to have kind of a reward and a familiarization.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we were talking about having some kind of an employee recognition thing in the fall anyway.
Yeah, we haven't, right. We haven't been
We haven't had one of those in a while. We were talking about having like a taco truck picnic out at...
We're due for a badge giving ceremony.
Well, we are due for a badge ceremony, but we were and I'll talk to Eric about that. But I was talking to Jose about setting up, we haven't had a family picnic in the Arlington Park in a while. And he thought maybe October, we still get good weather, the kids are back in school, and it kind of depends on fire season. And Jose was sent out a survey to find out what might be a convenient time for the firefighters, but we haven't done that since COVID, Larry.
Yeah.
And that was a huge hit when we had the taco truck out at Arlington Park.
Absolutely. Well, I think the plan is to do that again at our shredding ceremony. We're going to have a taco
truck. Oh, to have the taco truck. Yeah, but it's not the whole family thing.
No.
All the firefighters and their families they like that a lot.
I think that's a great idea.
That sounds great.
Okay, but anyway, Brenda will know. I mean, because she kind of rotates around a number of vendors for their holiday meal.
Okay.
Now, before I forget, the temporary facility is the lease is for like 2 years.
The maximum by the permit is 2 years. The church the lease is for that period of time, unless it needs to get extended, but. From the permitting side,
so we're limited. If the contractor miraculously finishes in 18 months,
we can give notice earlier.
We give notice and we'd be back here in 18 months and not.
Okay. Yep.
So this, not this number, but the number that's going to appear on the 2024 budget, we'll plan on going for the full 2 years, but it may come back.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. There are other associated, like there's a removal fee for the modular as well that'll show up on that eventual next fiscal year budget,
right?
Things like that.
Well, that we have to do even if we finish early.
Yeah, anytime.
Okay.
Now, I'm thinking out loud here, and I'm going to ask you a question that you may or may not know the answer to, but locating the police in the church parking lot is very problematic, as you can tell from reading the outlook, for example. Would it be possible, do you think, for the police to move up and put their permanent quarters in the Unitarian Church parking lot rather than the Arlington Church parking lot?
No.
Well, I had originally suggested that that they that they would have that as a backup for some extended temporary period of time.
Yeah.
But when we went through our own approvals with planning, it was clear that just, well, I mean, the Craft Avenue residents, you know, were upset. And I think that maybe after the firefighters are there for a while and they see that it's not, loads of traffic, or it really isn't changing the situation. I would hope that maybe there would be some options as they decide where they're going to go.
Yeah, Erica has told me the neighbors were so.
But I also made it clear to them, and I made it clear to the church, like that if they do something, it will be a separate permit. It'll be a subsequent permit.
Yeah, it's not under our thing. But it is a possibility, maybe.
Yeah.
And that they could bring up their El Cerrito modular, or they could rent ours. Presumably, but ours would be dramatically more expensive than El Cerrito's.
Well, the advantage that they have, and I listened to their meeting last night, is that they put all this work into revising this. As I said, the chief is very proud of the fact that the layout is what he said it's specifically for Kensington and laid it out this way. So if they could reutilize that, whether it was up there or whether it was on the CSD's portion, the southern portion of the park, which is really what the focus was, I think, last night in their meeting, was not using the church's parking half, but using their half. And they showed an option for that. They actually showed two options for that. I'm sure that that's what the staff would want. And the fact is that the lot, the UCB lot, one of our difficulties of efficiency is the fact that when the trucks pull in and out, they're obviously big and they have big turning radiuses, and so they eat up a lot of space for just that. Whereas the police don't have that problem.
Yeah, that's
so a larger modular without the carport, but still allowing space for the police cars would probably be fine, you know, on that lot. But again, it's I haven't gone there because it was hard enough just to get the approvals.
Yeah, no, I know that. Yeah, I was just thinking that if the because I don't. Think they're 100% happy with only half the parking lot. The other half, and we get a decent response time out of the Unitarian Church. They would get even better because they're not moving this.
So categorically here for the capital expenditures, it's all we won't have any in this fiscal year, equipment and furniture, specifically for like new stuff for that category. And then the category rolling stock, we're not spending any money in this fiscal year.
Yeah.
So it's 3.6 million, of the total estimated 8.7, but as I said, that might come down. So the bulk of the, balance obviously is gonna be in 23-24 budget. But what that does is you'll see in the blue.
We have there, that much in cash, so we're not debt service this year.
No. Well, the debt service starts in 23-24 by law. They actually can't start charging us until September of next year.
Okay.
Or there's a payment that's due in September of next year. That's what it is.
Okay, could I ask my proverbial question then on how are we investing that money?
Yeah, I'm going to get
in the meantime, or are we getting there?
So we're getting there, yeah.
Okay.
So total, if we combine the operations, from the previous pages and the SIP and the debt, it's 8.4 million total budget expenditures next year.
Okay.
As we know, $4 million of that is. It's still covered by our revenues.
Yeah.
And we're still ending up with a net balance with that. But we are spending down the, reserve by about $3.3 million. Now, in the fund balances, you'll see in the first, we have the actuals from 2021. That was $9.4 million. Then the third line, the total fund balance in beige there is $9.89 is what I'm projecting. Again, that is pending. We're going to start the audit. We have set a fieldwork day which is the end of November for the auditors.
Okay.
So when we get through this, I'll be able to obviously refine by our mid-year budget these actuals for 2022. So I haven't even bothered to put them you know, projections in for the end of year 2023 until that mid-year budget.
Now, but, are we still going to be able to do our mid-year budget? Because that seems to me they're not going to be really reporting back until January then. Aren't we starting late with the budget, with the audit?
Well, we're starting about where we were last year.
Okay.
So we should be okay or get most of it done, or we should have a lot. Well, I should be able to generate the reports.
Yeah, but you can't really start any earlier than that with the move and everything.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if we were still going to be able to do our mid-year budget review in February rather than carrying it over to March.
No, I think so. I mean, I'm going to go with that. Until...
Well, let's maintain some flexibility there just in case it doesn't work. Okay.
We will get the loan amount is $2.16 million. That is already in an escrow account. I don't have access to it yet because we're waiting for the builder's risk insurance to kick in for the contractor, which they're not going to do until when they start construction. Otherwise, because we're paying that essentially. So otherwise, it's just paid a month while they're doing nothing. So, but when we have access, one of the first things I'm going to do there are about $500,000 worth of prior costs, soft costs, architecture, engineering, et cetera, geotech that we have already spent, which is eligible for this money to be used. And per NHA's advice, we should draw down this $2.6 million as quickly as possible. Use that first before we start using our official reserve money.
Okay. So we're paying interest on it anyway.
Yeah, I've already given them, it was part of the closing of the loan, I've already given them all of the backup materials for the prior to be reimbursed. So in October we should get an influx of at least $500,000 of this $2 million. And then as we start getting invoices, it'll draw down. So of that 3.6, we'll be drawing it down quickly
in the first
6 months.
Okay.
And then we'll go into using the reserves. Okay. One thing you'll notice that I have, let's see, it's a little bit hard. So right now the fund balances are the totals of cash and reserves.
Correct.
So the general fund is a combination, whereas we only have, three accounts with the county. We have the general fund, we have fire special tax, we have the capital reserve. So one thing is that we had in our capital reserve fund previously, you can see it back in 2021, there was a chunk of money that was mostly in investments there.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was some cash. Now I'm trying to, pay out of that fund account.
Yeah.
And so any reserves or investments I'm trying to keep in the general fund account. So the general fund would be cash.
Okay.
And mostly reserves, whereas the capital fund is going to be all cash.
Okay.
And the same thing and the special tax. Previously, it was accumulating. It had a couple of years worth of revenue.
Yeah.
But our policy historically, I saw, was to move that as quickly as possible into the general fund.
Yeah, that
so what
makes
you're going to see moving
yeah.
forward is that I think it'll be cleaner to see
we
the
just
investments
have the capital
are all
and the,
in the general fund, and everything else is just cash kind of for those.
Okay.
The OPEB asset and liability stuff, our actuarial report we're behind on, but I am engaged with them. They are going to hopefully finish that in about a month.
Okay.
That will update the valuation, but it's going to be, still is going to be.
So
good.
Here, a negative number is a good thing.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
It's an asset.
Yeah, we've got over 400,000 more than we owe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So does that mean we can stop paying money in?
We haven't paid in years.
We haven't made any. Yeah.
Oh.
We haven't been paying in years. We pay out and then reimburse ourselves.
Right.
Okay.
But it's not been an expense of the board,
right,
or the district for years.
So to get to your question about investments.
Yes. Okay.
So now that I finally have the picture of all of the costs and the expenditures, and I'm getting a better idea of what the cash flow is going to be for the project versus for our regular amounts, now I can start to see what we can put away for 3 months, 6 months, I did. I'll send it to you. I didn't print it out, but yesterday I checked on the county's options for T-bills and what's the other one? Federal. agencies or something.
Commercial paper, yeah.
Yeah, it's so they were around, depending upon the term, it was like 3%, as low as like 2.6, I think, and as high as like 3.9 maybe. I did look up on the state's website the averages on the returns for LAIF, which, you know, as you know, have been terrible. I think the average for this past year was something like 0.3, 0.4.
Oh yeah, it's awful. Well, we ought to be able to pick up $30,000 or $40,000 or $50,000 easy on that.
Right.
Without impairing your timetable cash flow.
So that's the trick. So that's what I'm gonna do next. And I did ask NHA if they could give me any references for somebody that might maybe take a closer look at what we could pay to do more of that investment.
The county won't let us do that.
What's that?
We tried to move money away from the county.
Not away from the county. No, this would be to just advise me on just doing some more projections to just really optimize the returns.
You and I can do that in an hour on the phone.
So that's fine. Well, I'm feeling more comfortable now.
The county has very limited choices that they will let us invest in.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
But we ought to be able to pick up easy 50.
Yeah.
And maybe more without impairing your cash flow.
Right.
So, let's get on that. You and I can talk about that next week.
Sure.
Maybe.
I think after the board meeting, if we could do it, that'd be...
Okay, good. I'm going to be out of town after the board meeting, but just for like four or five days.
If we
can talk like Tuesday or Wednesday the week after the board meeting, we can talk then.
By then, I'll be able to put together some cash flow projections for just the operations versus...
Yeah. But it's kind of stupid not to make money on that money.
Sure. Yeah. No, absolutely.
You know, while we can't. When it's that much money, we might as well do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bill, so that's the overall picture of the budget.
Bill, at the end of... why was there no money in the Mechanics Bank checking account at the end of 2021? Why is that?
Oh, I didn't have that. I'll have to go back and put that number in.
It's in here.
There was something.
Oh, it's
2020.
Yeah.
This year in June, it was 138. I ended up, actually, I wrote like a $50,000. I directed $50,000 through EFT for the permit for the for this building.
Yeah, okay.
The $50,000 payment that I wanted to get out.
Oh,
so,
Jesus, yeah. Okay.
So anyway, there was some money in the, I just don't
know. So the total fund balance then?
Would be a little bit more.
Would be a little bit more.
Right.
About the same 100.
It was probably lower. I think we were running lower at that point typically.
Yeah, we don't keep that much in checking.
We don't.
Usually, Larry.
It's a maximum of $200,000 by the board policy, and typically it's been under $100,000. We're usually reimbursing ourselves like $30,000 to $50,000. And normally I am paying, as I said, like through transmittals. So in the board meeting, I've been paying the major bills for the project. But when there are more immediate, things that can't wait a month and a half for checks to arrive, I've been paying those out of the Mechanics Bank.
Okay, I don't have, what a nice report. Thank you very much. It was very thorough and very informational. Yeah, I appreciate that. Do you have any further questions,
Larry?
I think
the only thing that Bill and I were talking about in terms of salaries, we don't have cooked into this budget any kind of a raise for the general manager. And I'm thinking we should put that in the budget. I don't know I know the cost of living is pretty high, but I would
Let's put in like a 7% COLA.
Yeah.
Because we know it's going to be at least that. Let's put in 7% as COLA, and then COLA may be more and merit may be more, but at least we have that 7% built in.
I did want you to know, and I appreciate that, of course. For the agenda for next week, I have listed an item for the board to approve creating an ad hoc committee to do negotiations, because my contract expires in November 11th.
November, okay.
So if the board would create a committee, then we could have negotiations and then maybe have some idea for the October meeting that we could have a closed session. And
I would normally have a review
by November anyway.
Yeah.
So this would be an idea to set that up so that we could,
Janice, I can't remember the last manager that we would have renewed a contract for, I guess, was Brenda. Did we renew her contract like every couple of years, or was it
just... We reviewed her annually and discussed her bonus annually.
Did she have a contract like this that expired?
She had a contract, but I think it ran year to year and was renewed annually.
I know we did an annual performance review.
Yeah, but
I don't remember ever signing anything.
We actually had a formal agreement with her. Just so that it worked with El Cerrito was basically
why. Okay, but we didn't have to set up an ad hoc committee.
No.
Okay.
No. The board chair asked for annual reviews and asked everybody for their input.
And we will do that again this
year. Yeah, we didn't do that last year, which I think was a big mistake.
We did do it. You had a closed session that I was in, and I think everyone was there. Julie didn't attend, but everyone else was there. And then we went into open session.
I don't remember that. I thought the number just came up, and you didn't even know what the number was. You were talking only percentages over. I thought it was very unprofessional.
The CPI. Well, the difference now is that the contract, you know, it was a. It was a 2-year contract, and it's very specific for 2 years, and it talks about the first few months, and it needs to be rewritten because it doesn't apply anymore, as well as expiring.
Yeah.
And there are some things I want to talk about too. So.
Okay.
In order to have a negotiation, we need more than just like one closed session meeting.
Yes,
we need to have a committee to
To make recommendations and explanations. And I think none of that was
right.
So that's not really the under the auspices of the finance committee, though. That's the board.
The advantage of doing it as an ad hoc committee is that you don't have to do notifications.
Yeah, that's right.
If you do it as a finance committee thing, then even
it
having a closed
be
session
finance
means
committee members, but it would not be the formal finance committee.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what I would advise.
Now, when is your contract up?
November 11th.
11/11. Okay.
That's easy to remember, right?
Yeah.
You're a veteran so, at this point.
Armistice thing.
Okay. Then we really need to get on that within a month, anyway. I think,
yes.
Larry.
Well, if Wednesday, if you appoint, then I'm happy to start talking.
We'll set up the committee at the board meeting.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, that's good. And then they can meet. It would only take one or two meetings, I would think. And then we can put Bacher on drafting a contract revision.
Which is basically what happened last time. I mean, it was some of that. And then, I mean, when I was hired, that's what happened.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay, do you have any questions on our budget?
I do not, but that was...
Oh.
I was asking him. I thought you were through, Larry. Yeah. I didn't mean to be shorting you.
Not at this time, thank you.
Okay. Okay, then I don't think we have anything to change, really, in the budget, because these numbers that you yellowed here are just filling in what were to be announced. Mm-hmm. At a later date. So we don't have formal changes, we just have additions in light of current information.
We've approved contracts for all these things previously, so this is just filling them in and adding some contingency amounts for budgeting purposes.
Then I think your report is, or our report is going to be, the Finance Committee is recommending no new changes, but our general manager is going to report new numbers in light of recent developments. But we're not really making any budgetary changes. We're filling in what were to be announced lines.
So that is an agenda item for Thursday, right?
It is.
So,
it is an agenda item, but it should. I don't know how much detail you want to put into this. I don't know what the rest of our meeting looks like.
It's packed.
But if it's a packed meeting, then let's not go into the detail that you went into, and let's just announce that the Finance Committee has approved.
No, I'm happy to let
this
you
document.
Just present it and take it away, and I'll answer any questions.
And then if I don't think anybody's going to have any questions, but if they do, you can answer them.
Sure.
But if we've got a packed agenda already, let's just announce no changes, that we're just filling in the to-be-announced numbers.
Janice, I'll just let you say that. I'll call you out to just report what the Finance Committee meeting found.
I will try to.
What the recommendations are.
And that Bill can answer. And I'll also announce that Bill and I are going to be meeting with respect to investments so that we can pick up some money from our reserves during the construction phase.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So that's going to be my Finance Committee report on budget review. And we should be able to then budget that for like 10 minutes worth of time.
I hope so. Yeah.
You know, because if you've got a packed agenda already, and they're not going to understand most of this anyway.
We're already pretty sure that we're going to be having a special meeting.
Anything we can do to move it along would be great.
Yeah. Okay, then let's just, and they can listen to, I'm not averse to saying that our tape is available if they want to hear a complete discussion, or if they want to make individual questions, that's fine.
Great.
Okay?
Okay.
Hi, welcome.
Hi. I came to pick up some wildfire booklets for Avon Road. Johnny said he'd left them under a chair.
Okay.
That might be very difficult since none of the crew's out on training.
Oh, they are.
And this is the Finance Committee meeting of the board.
But we're trying to finish up.
Do you know where they are, Bill?
I know where boxes of them are. I don't know what he left behind.
Yeah, just in the office.
Do you mind checking to see if the reception is there, if you go
not
through the front?
I was coming front this way, door. I didn't realize that was
a great. Yeah, and if you don't get satisfaction in there, come back out.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Sorry to interrupt.
No,
that's okay. Okay, then we're square on what we're going to do on the budget and what our report is going to be.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm on to item 5B then, which is the NHA proposal for compliance services, which is a new governmental regulation that's basically concerned with arbitrage of us making money on borrowed money because we borrow tax-free and then we invest taxable. And so historically, all governmental entities have been able to arbitrage and make decent money, and now the government wants to know who's doing it and is it right. So we've never had to hire someone for these compliance services before. I took a look at their proposal. I found it eminently reasonable. And I think for 5 years, the total is only about $7,500 for completing the reporting requirements. So I would be happy to recommend that we enter this contract. Do you have any questions about it?
It seems quite reasonable to me.
Yeah, I thought it was a reasonable fee, and it's something we haven't done before because we weren't required to do it before. So I think you found a good vendor, so I'm happy to support that.
Great, thanks.
Okay, any public comment?
No, thank you.
Then I think, Larry, you and I can show that we recommend the adoption of the NHA proposal by consensus again.
Yeah. And that will...
That will go to the board.
That will go to the board, correct.
Although I wonder if we could can't we just put that on the consent calendar and see if anybody wants to pull it off?
Sure, I'll give it a shot.
I'm not hopeful.
There's a lot of stuff I'd like to do on the consent calendar.
Yeah, no, I know.
I'll move it over there and see.
Well, let's try it. And if it pulls off, I'll just say what I just said, and hopefully that will be enough. Okay, then we're on to item
policy.
Yeah, 5C on our reserve policy that I drafted.
I just so you know, I went back and listened to the...
I know D is what Julie wanted, yeah. And I'm not sure I want 5D. The whole purpose of having a formal reserve policy is so that we always make sure that we never run short of funds. And so So part A here is what we're required to do by our contract with El Cerrito. B is the existing policy that we've had for like 25 years, so that every time we need a new engine, the money's there available. We added in C at Julie's request, because I think that was an oversight on my part not to include the battalion chief's vehicle. And D, you know, I don't know about. I don't really care whether we recommend D or not. My only concern with D is if we start putting all this money in reserves, we really cramp our ability to spend future funds. And while we certainly have costs for the general manager, our accountant, our auditor, and our actuary that aren't really discretionary, at least we haven't added in any discretionary people like Johnny in that. I don't feel strongly enough about it to amend it. If Julie's happy with A, B, C, D, that's fine with me. I'm kind of neutral on D. I just worry about tying our hands by putting all this money in reserves. Because historically, given how we receive our money, it's not ratable. It's not every 6 months. It means that it might not always be possible to honor D. And I don't really like the board being out of compliance with our policy manual. You know, we oftentimes didn't have enough money to set aside to in the reserves for El Cerrito's contract. And El Cerrito knew that and understood that we were violating the contract, but with their knowledge and consent. I have difficulty with the board doing that with respect to your salary. So I guess I'm going to oppose it, but I'm happy to propose it on Julie's request.
Okay.
But I think I'm going to move to delete item D. And I'm fine with C. I just don't like us violating our own rules, potentially. And I think given our cash flow, particularly after construction, when our reserves are way down, I'm not sure we can always honor D. And I'd rather not violate it.
Yeah, no, it's a good point. And
what was D was recommended at the last board meeting?
In June.
Julie suggested it. She wanted to expand our reserve policy to include other things. And I agree with her on the battalion chief. I wasn't thinking of the battalion chief's vehicle. And clearly, D is expenses we incur. But to have to set that money aside.
Well, let me ask you this question.
And I don't even know what the total is. For what period of time is it? It's annual.
I said annual.
Yeah.
I didn't know if it should be, you know, 6 months.
To be consistent, I would think it would be 6 months.
Let me say this. We only, with the county, we only have these three funds.
Yeah.
And using QuickBooks, with its limited ability to do fund tracking anyway. It's not as if we have another reserve account that we're actually moving cash to. My understanding of the tracking of this is that if at any time we were to do a study and said, this is what, you know, our current operating costs are, this is what our you know, for the next couple of years, you're right, it's going to get down there. But at any normal time, we'd be able to tick off these boxes and say, yes, we have one. We have.
Yeah, but in November, I'm not sure we can honor D.
Well, I think that's one of my questions, because when we did the study, when I did the study with NHA, we did these projections with the annual budgets, so that would include D, and uh-huh. It did include B and C, and it included A as a separate line item. So we never got to the point where we actually went negative on that.
We have always had
the money.
Yeah.
In the projections, we've had the money.
In November, oftentimes not for the 1 year El Cerrito set aside.
Right.
That's when we would notify El Cerrito we're negative, and they were fine.
That may happen in the next 2 years, but I don't think not according to our projections. And it should get more comfortable after 2024. So. I totally agree with you in terms of the committing yourself to it, but
yeah.
I
don't feel very strongly about it. Let's put Julie's thing forward and then I'll oppose it. You know.
But could we make it 6 months instead of annual?
I think that might be better, just to give us a little bit more.
She didn't say, so let's make it 6 months and then my objection is less strong. That's a good suggestion, Larry.
And
thank you very much.
Thanks for coming, Daniel. And just let me know. We'll do a tour.
Yeah, I sent you an email. Monday, I think, would work.
Oh, terrific. Okay. All right.
Hopefully that works for you. And it's nice to meet you all in person.
It's nice meeting you.
Thanks for getting involved. We appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And of course, things like the auditor and the actuary.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. They are annual.
I don't even know why they're there. They're not.
Well, because they're predictable. Her idea is any predictable expenditure, I think. But then I don't know why she doesn't have utilities and stuff in there, frankly. I don't know what the difference is between a gas bill and an accountant.
Yeah, so, or a landscaping bill.
Yeah, that's right. I'm with you. So I think she's getting close to putting all of our ordinary expenses into reserves, and that really starts to compromise our ability to make discretionary expenditures. So I think let's make it 6 months anyway.
But it would be 6 months for the general manager and accountant, and then what, just the annual auditor and actuary costs, because those are not
well, but they come once a year, so they would go in lump sum.
Yes, sir.
Is Johnny Valenzuela around, or is not being at this meeting?
Are you looking for the workbooks?
A bunch of stuff from Mastermind out. I just wasn't sure he's gonna be here.
Oh yeah, we told her to come out to us if you guys couldn't help her, and we'll go fishing around.
I can help her. I just after this meeting, so
I got it.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you for checking.
Thanks, Brad.
Well, let's leave the whole thing at 6 months. I mean, okay, I just don't understand why we have that and not utilities and everything else. But I think I'm going to vote no, but I'm willing to make Julie's proposal and then move to amend it. And I'll say that Larry and I have reservations about D, of why some ordinary and necessary expenses are in there and not others. You know, we don't have discretion over the water bill or the PG&E either. So.
No, I mean, the fact is that A is a contractual thing, and B and C are things that,
capital.
You have to do because otherwise they get away from you.
Yeah, but they're capital expenditures, so these are ordinary expenses.
This is a policy, so we can't amend this before voting on it, right? If we amend it, you're suggesting an amendment that you delete D altogether?
Well,
D's never been in there.
The red is what was added since it was first noticed and discussed.
It's not an urgent item. But, so if we have to read it a third time, that's fine.
Right? Yeah, okay.
You know, we're basically doing A and B already. And I think we're probably doing C already, aren't we? If not, we should be.
Oh, yeah, we are. It's already projected.
Yeah, so it's just D that's where the debate would be. Okay, then I'm looking now at six of future agenda items. That means we need a January meeting to prepare for the annual review. And depending on what Bill and I come up with, do you want to delegate the investment responsibility to Bill and I to invest funds according to the construction schedule,
sure.
Or do you want a meeting to approve that?
A separate meeting or?
A separate finance committee meeting to talk about investments. We could do a very brief finance committee meeting.
I could sit in on that. That would be in January?
It would be in October.
October.
Or September.
Okay,
we'll have a September or October one agenda item meeting to report on what Bill and I conclude with respect to investments.
That sounds good.
And we'll make it as short a notice as we can so that we can actually lock in the investment rates that Bill ascertains from the county.
Yeah.
That's the problem with having a full meeting with a notice meeting is we may lose interest rates and investment choices that were available when we decided what our options were. But that's okay. We can do the September-October meeting. You're going to appoint a non-finance committee, Hansel review committee.
An ad hoc committee to negotiate.
Yeah, an ad hoc committee. So that's not on my list here of what we need to do on future agenda items. Do you have anything else you're looking at for us to schedule at finance committee level?
No, but I just an informational piece, which I probably should have added a little bit earlier, but I think it's good for you to know when we were talking about the budget. We will be talking about it in the mid-year review, so this is a preview.
Yeah.
We'll be talking about it next week.
Yeah.
Since I started, I've been obviously running the project management of the renovation and the 10th station. And it made a lot of sense because a lot of it was budget related. It was specific about our history. It was politically related. It was administratively. And that made sense. And I think we gained a lot of value as opposed to hiring outside to do that. But now we're entering into the construction. And I think it's really inefficient for a general manager to be doing construction administration because I think it's going to be, my guess is that over the course of 18 months or 15 months, whatever it turns out to be, it's probably going to average to at least 12 hours a week, if not a little bit. It'll be heavier at the start. It might be as much as 20 hours a week. It'll back off, but it'll always involve probably at least one meeting. There will be a slew, just an avalanche of requests for information from the contractor. The architects are, part of their job is to answer all those questions and to make recommendations.
Okay.
But there will be a bunch of things administratively that we need to keep check on. So I'm quickly, I've made a couple calls. Mac 5 has been doing this job for us for a long time. They're currently doing it for the temp station. Just for example, in the last month, since we've been starting that construction project, the amount of just emails that they're handling as opposed to I would have to handle is very heavy. And that's just a little temp project. So I've talked to them. I've asked them if they are available, first of all, and if they want to give us a proposal. Mm-hmm. They're very busy, so I'm not sure that they will give us a proposal. I have two other two women that have good experience in construction management. I'm also going to hopefully have proposals. I'm going to have it as an item in the agenda that my recommendation is going to be to conceptually approve. If I have actual proposals next week, it'll be to actually approve, for a construction manager. And that way, it'll solve what otherwise is going to be a bad time issue for me.
Yeah.
And then I'll be able to just focusing on general management, reduce my hours. And then the next step is hopefully seeing if we can bring Sasha back on or getting that board clerk position in, which again would take things off of my plate. Because I'd like to, stay within the 24, but I also would, if anything, I'd personally like to get a little bit down lower than that because of recent stuff that I've been dealing with. So I just wanted you both to be aware of that.
Also a very good idea to have more than one, one person in such a critical role.
Yeah.
As overseeing the construction. So more than one agency, whatever.
This is a combination of like the bad cop for the relationship, but also the person who can really focus their attention.
It also gets to the what happens if Bill gets run over by a Mack truck?
Well, there's that.
You need some.
I take the Mack truck. Be a little.
I would
bicycle.
Be happy to hire you for that. Were you not under, as an additional sideline, because I think you're more than competent to do it. I think now's a terrible time to ask you to make that sacrifice. So I think we hire that out.
Okay.
Recognizing that you could do it, but now is a terrible time to ask. But I don't want to say you wouldn't be competent to do
it. No, it's fine.
I think you would be more than competent.
It's not the typical role.
But I don't, I don't want to put you under that kind of pressure. I think you've got enough right now.
And yes, it would be part of that contingency amount that I have in this budget already. So there's, as I said, in 12, if you average it over, if it would be 12 or 15 hours, I'm not sure. We'll find out what the rates are, but it's going to be more than mine, but it's for that set period. And it's really only the difference between what I would do versus what somebody else would do.
Yeah.
So because one way or another, that it has to get.
Yeah, you need some oversight. That's for damn sure. Yeah. All right. Okay. Then I have nothing further on the agenda. Is there anything you want to address, Larry, that we haven't talked about today?
Which is good because you said at 10:15 you have to leave.
Yeah, I do.
And it's 10:15.
And I have 5 minutes to spare. I think. Okay. Then I'm going to adjourn our meeting at 10:15. And Bill and I will contact you after we've had a chance to review the investment program, and we'll pick a proposed date within a couple days after which Bill and I connect so that we can get those investments
Sounds good.
Working for us. Okay? Great. Perfect.